This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio, 1825. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 12th, Australia, Bhutan, Bougainville, Brazil, Chad, China, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, Germany, Greece, Madagascar, Myanmar, Netherlands, Nigeria, Norway, Okinawa, Russia, Switzerland, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week, we quoted Nick Hotchko and Sid in New South Wales about how difficult it was to get an HF domestic broadcasting license in Australia. But he's made a lot of progress in the past week. He follows up on May 7th with this notice. Radio DX Australia has been allocated two frequencies for HF domestic broadcast service. It is expected the license will be issued shortly. Engineering testing on 5045 kHz from Queensland transmitting site should commence in 4 to 6 weeks. The power is 1 kilowatt with a vertical antenna. Radio DX is ads-free and plays exclusively Australian independent artists. QSL requests, reception reports are welcome for both HF and Internet radio program. It's QSL at radiodx.com.au. And there's Internet radio streaming, perhaps already, at radiodx.com.au. He says, tune in. Your reports are welcome. His neighbor Ian in the Shortwave Sites group says, as Nick mentioned, the license isn't allocated yet. The registration lists a site not too far north of Bundaberg, Queensland. Elevation of proposed site is about 7 meters above sea level, relatively close to the coast, so reception should be ideal for propagation to the Pacific, North America, and East Asia. This registration was a complete surprise to me. Another frequency registered for Nick is 3210, where, of course, already a low-power Australian station is operating Unique Radio. That other shortwave station in Australia, Radio Australia, seems to have a hard time keeping all its three remaining transmitters on the air. The one aimed toward North America on 9580 over darkness and 17840 over daylit paths, more or less, was missing by May 7th at 0330, says Jerry Linneman in Texas. And Kim Elliott in Northern Virginia says 9580 was also missing at 10:30 UT May 7th, and they continued to be absent for many hours after that. By May 8th, 17840 was back on the air when Wolfgang Büschel checked at 21 UT, its normal opening time. The other two transmitters were still going, but with weaker signals in North America. He has a transmission schedule from Shepparton showing that on their list is a backup transmitter available 24 hours, which is designated number 7 on standby, but it apparently was not utilized when one of the remaining three transmitters was down for some reason. From the California coast, Ron Howard has been monitoring carefully what's going on with the two Asian stations on 6035. PBS Yunnan China, also known as the Voice of Shangri-La, used to sign off at 1500 UT, but lately, since May 5th or so, they've been closing at 1200, which makes it much easier to hear PBS in Bhutan after there was no interference. And it stays on a bit longer, but how long it stays on is quite variable. For example, on Sunday, May 8th, Ron Howard observed PBS Yunnan 6035 suddenly going off at 1200 just after their English ID, leaving Bhutan in the clear till I tuned out at 1239. So on the air longer than usual, the normal Sunday format of chatting on the phone after 1219 and also playing some indigenous music. Another frequency with two stations on it, unfortunately, is 3325. I heard NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, May 6th at 1200 UT. They were still going with some talk, but went off a couple of minutes later, uncovering a much weaker signal, which must have been RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. The previous day, May 5th, Ron Howard said that was a good day for Bougainville reception at 10:01 UT with a PNG bird call and news in English. NBC went off the air about 11:53 on that date, and RRI was not heard until later. He was also hearing NBC Bougainville on May 9th. From 09:25 to 10:52, reception well above normal but still poor, at times semi-readable, and with very little interference from Indonesia. As reported a few weeks ago, Radio Nacional Amazonia Brazil reactivated 6180 in early April, but it was gone again as of April 9th, and it came back again on May 5th, and we've been hearing it ever since then, 6180 during our evenings, such as at midnight 30 UT, and at 0639, parallel to 11780. Actually, 6180 is 30 or 40 hertz on the high side, but pretty close, while 11780, which is sometimes distorted, remains maybe 10 hertz above that frequency, much better than it had been doing before. And about whether Chad is still reactive on 6165, Manuel Mendez in Spain, who puts it on 6164.9, says it was being heard with a very weak signal May 6th at 1902 to 1955, and on May 7th they went off the air at 1921 abruptly. Alan Rowe in England says China Radio International completely revamped their shortwave program schedule since April 26th. It is now the same schedule as and parallel to the AM 1008 Beijing service. The daily China drive is dropped, and the former weekend programs of Heartbeat and Horizons now have weekday airings. And some new shortwave programs are introduced. He's put this all together in a schedule available to DX Listening Digest readers. The broadcast day now starts at 16 UT, which is midnight in Beijing. However, on May 3rd, I happen to notice, during the 13 UT hour, two CRI frequencies in English next to each other were carrying different programming, 11900 and 11910. 11910 is the Beijing site, and 11900 Kunming. That one is parallel to the Cuban relay on 9570. Rodney Johnson in Nevada also noted separate programming on 11900 and 11910 around 1345 UT on May 4th. Peter W. Hansen in South Florida reminds us, 11910 has always been different from the rest of the CRI frequencies at that hour. It used to be the relay of Spain via China. It broadcasts the Beijing hour now instead of what's on 1008. Otherwise, everything I've been able to monitor on the other CRI frequencies goes along with the 1008 schedule provided by Alan Rowe. Yes, now I remember that when the REE relays were canceled, they kept 11910 on the air and filled it immediately with CRI programming, but evidently it still has not been fully integrated into the rest of their schedule. Via ADX and Wolfgang Büschel, news from Horst Rosiak, who runs HCJB in Ecuador. As you may gather, he is a German, and he says they've started broadcasting an English and German segment on HCJB Ecuador 6050 at 04 UT, an English program called All That Jazz, and about 4:29 a German news magazine. This was as of May 5th, and it's not clear whether they're still doing this every night, but worth a check for English from HCJB at 0400 on 6050, and they invite reception reports and will verify. Pakistani DXer Abid Hussein Sajid forwards a program schedule for the Asian service of Radio Cairo in English. I wonder how the modulation is on that one. It's 1215 to 1330 UT on 17840. It's interesting to note that each transmission concludes with a song of a different genre. On Saturday, it's Arabic. On Sunday, it's European. Monday, Bengali. Also Tuesday. Wednesday, an Indian song. Thursday, Pakistani. And Friday, European. Following our news last week about a new clandestine for the Oromia region of Ethiopia, Radio Front for Independence of Oromo, or Radio KWO, we were trying to hear its once-a-week broadcast, Sunday at 17:30 to 18, on 17765 via France. But nothing was to be heard by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, or by yours truly, Jeff White, who brokers the program through RMI, says there was a transmitter problem at Issoudun, France. So let's try again following Sundays at 17:30 on 17765. A website about this implies this movement is based in Minneapolis. HCJB is transmitting the Voice of the Andes not only from Ecuador but from Germany. And they're trying a new transmitter at their site in Vänermoor with 200 watts, but it's to be increased to 3 to 5 kilowatts on 5920. It's been testing. Wolfgang Büschel says, although it's available 24 hours, they will not be running it between 22 and 05 or 06 UT because of WHRI. Wolfgang Büschel was hearing it at 1930 UT, May 7th, 8 hertz below 5920. However, there was utility interference from some digital mode on the low side. Since May 6th, we're no longer hearing that horrible whine one of the Greek transmitters was putting out on 9935. It seems they've finally repaired it, cross our fingers, parallel to slightly stronger 9420 with lots of Greek music in the North American evenings, but not always on the air. Madagascar World Voice has been missing from all the transmissions we've checked and that had been running during most of April. They had been using, as far as we can tell, only one of their two transmitters, something wrong with the other one, but now both transmitters appear to be off the air, meaning the station is not running at all. There's the English broadcast at midnight UT on 9600, nothing there, nor at 01 on 9665. The next English at 04 on 9480, also missing since May 6th. As well as the Spanish broadcasts, and there's several other languages during their late evening hours. Not sure what the problem is, but I assume they will eventually reappear. Ron Howard in California reports Tazin Radio Burma, Myanmar, presumed on 7345. May 5th at 12:30 to 12:43. Very good news since CNR1 was currently off the air, as it was the day before. Now Myanmar in the clear with pop songs and some indigenous music. Announcements in vernacular. Mostly fair reception and very pleasant listening, he says. However, there is now another station on 7345 during certain hours, about which much more in a few minutes. Greg Christ in Virginia says the Sunday broadcasts of the mighty KBC, Netherlands, via Germany, will change as of May 15th, still on 9925 kHz, but reduced to 2 hours instead of three, starting at midnight UT. The first hour is the Dave Mason Show, and the second hour from 01, the Giant Jukebox with Uncle Eric. But he says more changes are possible the following Sunday, May 22nd, with the Giant Jukebox, during the first hour at midnight. This week, on May 15th, Craig's Forgotten Song features is a group from the Boss Town Sound. The exact time of it never specified. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1619. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Like this program, it is non-commercial. So we very much appreciate financial support. This week, our thanks go to Tim Gaynor in New South Wales of Unique Radio, who sent a contribution in Australian dollars via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by a check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Here's how to distinguish Nigeria from Ethiopia on 6090, at least at 1803 UT, May 6th. Wolfgang Büschel says, Ethiopia was only 3 hertz below 6090, while Kaduna, Nigeria, was on 6089.857. That might also be useful if you hear a heterodyne in our North American late evenings against Anguilla. Harry forwards this from Sven Martinsen of Radio Northern Star in Norway, who wrote this on Facebook May 4th. Today, Radio Northern Star of Northern Star Media Services, AS, is 4 years old, and we're starting our 5th year on the airwaves with a broadcasting license. In that connection, we changed format yesterday to AC Standards and Variety with the slogan, Good Times and Great Music. We think you'll enjoy our melodic classic sounds. Northern Lights, the voice of the free gospel, plus the Emperor Roscoe and Paul Graham, continue in their time slots, as does Radio Days. We're on 1611 AM and share 5895 AM with nighttime broadcasting over the summer months. And the website, where you may also hear it, www.northernstar.cc. A report in Rusty X mentions 3 frequencies which radio hooligans like to use on SSB in Russia, 2940, 6660, and 10460. Who would have imagined just a few years ago that shortwave broadcasts from Russia would soon be a rarity? Yes, the central government closed down all of the shortwave services, both external and internal. However, the door was left open for some domestic shortwave broadcasting to resume. There has been something from Adige Radio, and now another station has gone back on shortwave, as had been suspected for the last several months. It's Saha Radio in Yakutsk, S-A-K-H-A. It's rather little known, I think, but it is a huge region of eastern Siberia. In fact, it's somewhere between Argentina and India in its area, yet its population is less than 1 million. So shortwave makes a lot of sense to cover this vast area with a low population. May 6th was the date that Saha Radio was to resume, as Stephen Cooper broke the news. The two frequencies are 7295 with 250 kilowatts, allegedly, and 7345 with 100 kilowatts. This has led many listeners to try to hear them, but everyone seems to agree that 7345 has a much stronger signal, so perhaps those powers are reversed. We can't help but remark that HFCC is full of big lies. Imaginary wooden Radio Russia shortwave registrations, but nothing on these two frequencies which actually exist. There's been some confusion about the time schedule for these, since the original Russian info was mentioning local time, and there are 2 or 3 time zones in Sakha. However, Ivo Ivanov came up with this schedule, all of the times applying to both frequencies, which he says has 7295 on a 45-degree azimuth, which ought to get it into North America better, and 7345 at 310 degrees. So the times, according to him, and it depends on the day of the week, are Monday through Friday from 03 to 05, and Friday and Saturday, starting much earlier at 2200 UT. Sunday through Thursday from 21 to midnight. And daily from 09 until 12. As I mentioned earlier, Ron Howard in California has been listening to Tazin Radio Myanmar on 7345. And he says on May 6th, it did have interference from an UNID, which must have been the new Russian station, about equal strength to Tazin. The next morning, May 7th, Ron Howard heard it definitely and much better. 7295 was very weak the whole time, while 7345 was many times stronger. 7345 poured almost fair reception with no interference on either frequency. It was easy to ID with a distinctive interval signal and radio Saha. There was an open carrier as early as 0852 at 0900, the interval signal on a Jew's harp. Three time pips. Announcers for about 10 minutes, probably news, and presumably in Russian, but they all may also use the local languages. There was a very nice program of ballads and pop songs after that until 1000. Time pips at 1000 and probably some more news. Wolfgang Vigil says the two Russian transmitters are exactly on frequency to three decimal places, but Tazin Radio Myanmar was 5 hertz below 7345 at 1007. All I could get May 8th at 11:35 on 7345 was a just barely audible carrier. However, contrary to the original schedule info, Radio Saka does not always sign off at 1200. Ron Howard found them on May 10th still going after 1200 with the same format as during the previous hour, 10 minutes of news on the hour and then mostly music. And Mauno Ritola in Finland, using a remote in Japan, says on that date, both Russian frequencies continued until 14 UT. Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan thinks the schedule is this way for their night hours, signing off at 14 UT on weekdays and 12 UT on weekends. Dave Harries in England says, Willkommen zurück, SRF, as Switzerland is back on shortwave, thanks to relays in Germany. It's the Karl-Kreckel relay. There are four German-language broadcasts and two in English. Swiss Info airs Saturdays at 14:45 on 6005 and Sundays at the same hour for 15 minutes on 7310. The annual U.S. Armed Forces Day cross-band communications test is Saturday, May 14th into UT 15th. Thanks to Jay Burke for reminding us of this, and Jose Miguel Romero sent us the schedule, which has already appeared in DX Listening Digest 16-17. It shows all the Army, Air Force, and Coast Guard stations participating, mostly in the U.S., but a few overseas, with their frequencies available for cross-band contacts and the hours of operation. Or you can find the info and much more at this website, www.usarmymars.org/home/announcements. And of course, ARRL also has info on their website. And Jay Burke in Zero LSD in Buffalo, New York, tells us QSL cards are offered for reception by the SWL community. I'll give the info for just one of the more exotic stations, the furthest one, Alpha Delta Bravo at Camp Foster, Okinawa, which will be active from 15 UT May 14th until 01 on the 15th. The USB frequencies are 14487, 17545, and 20994. Getting a loud and clear signal from Voice of America for those of us within America is getting more and more difficult. But there is one transmission from Greenville toward Africa on 17530, which booms in here in mid-America. I sometimes listen to it at a restaurant on my G8 portable during International Edition on weekdays from 17 to 1730. WBCQ has been testing their new frequency 3250 again. Thanks to a tip from John Carver, I was hearing it UT Saturday, May 7th at 0103 during Alan Weiner Worldwide. It was parallel to 7490 and part of the time to 5130. The exact frequencies I measured were 3250.08, 7489.95, and 5129.91. Of course, during the summer, it has less reach against the storm noise level on the lower bands, but it should be good in the winter. John Carver says they were also simulcasting 3250 with 5130 the following evening, UT Sunday. WWRB in Tennessee has been missing a lot lately from 9370, a frequency which had been exclusively for Brother Hysterical. 3185 has been on the air only occasionally, but not with the Overcomer either. I've heard it parallel to 5050 with big band music or other preachers, so I suspect that Brother Scare has pulled out of WWRB. This will result in a much shorter transmission schedule. The morning of May 10th, Sporadic E was being reported across the U.S. into the FM band, so I started tuning around at the low end, but there was also enhanced tropospheric reception from Oklahoma and vicinity, blocking most of our FM frequencies. However, I found something very interesting on Channel 6 audio, which is 87.75, a weak but steady signal in Spanish with Christian talk, music, and commercials. And it identified as Aliento 87.7, and it soon became obvious it's in Dallas, Texas. Yes, it's one of those Franken FMs, a low-power TV station pretending to be a radio station. I didn't see any video, but there probably was something. It's listed as KZFWLP with a power of 300 watts. They claim to be on 87.7, as a radio tuner would indicate, but they're really on 87.74, channel 6, offset minus. This was around 1500 UT, and as it gradually faded out, I was also hearing a station in English on the Channel 6 audio frequency, perhaps another low-power station in Texas or vicinity. Radio Vanuatu had been widely reported slightly below 7260, especially by Wolfgang Büschel using remote receivers and Ron Howard in California using his own receiver, Direct. However, on May 11th, Ron says, I tuned in at 12:04 expecting to hear PBS Xinjiang go off the air as usual at 12:05, but they were still on the air when I tuned out at 12:23, killing any chance of Vanuatu reception. Ike Abirbert explains that PBS Xinjiang finally went to their summer frequencies, 7260 running full-time from 23 until 18 UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storm levels likely, May 20th with A and K indices of 15 and 5. Solar flux dropping from 95 May 15th to 82 by the 18th to 22nd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1825.